This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A hit reality show is making ratings history for that category while promoting sexual abstinence outside marriage and opposing abortion. The fourth season premiere of A&E's Duck Dynasty was watched by nearly 12 million viewers. A Planned Parenthood in Midland, Texas, and another 2,000 miles away in Manville, New Jersey, have something tragic in common. Each was caught in undercover stings being willing to cover up statutory rape. The good news is that both of these Planned Parenthood clinics are closing. A pro-abortion New York plaintiff found a county judge to stop an Oklahoma law from protecting young girls by requiring prescriptions of the hormone overdose morning after pill. Now, not only are girls allowed to take the hormone overdose without medical supervision, predators are also able to procure Plan B for their victims. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos got an earful from Carly Fiorina over the weekend when he asked the former business executive turned political candidate if Republicans could win the votes of young women. Fiorina dove right into blasting major mass media depictions calling late-term abortion bans extreme. She noted that in all the world, only four nations allow abortions that late. Yes, the U.S. and Canada, and China and North Korea. This has been Life News Radio.